thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dave Smith Absurd Comedy, where you can count on absolute absurdity and random randomness. All right, let's get into it.
Donnie, do you see yourself as the fox? Are you a fixer, or are you make a mess? You don't clean it up. What do you do?
I have no time for cleaning.
Would you like a Whopper?
I love Whoppers.
Okay.
I like double Whoppers.
Ooh.
I have them make a special triple Whopper for me because I need extra calories to feed this enormous gut that I have going on that is protruding beyond my belt to an enormous degree.
Yeah.
Tremendous gut.
Is that getting in the way during coitus with Melania?
No, we have a special hoist. It hoists my gut up, and then we have our Ukrainian slaves, which bring her towards me and help us achieve penetration. But, you know, I have this enormous mushroom head once again, so it's not that difficult. I just need to get my 100-pound belly up out of the way with the hoist, and then, you know, the Ukrainian slaves, and then it's not a problem. Next question. Do any of our listeners have a question for the president?
Got
a few listeners. Not hearing from our listeners. I'm a little upset. I don't know what's going on here. Doesn't feel like a democracy. Feels like fake news. Is this fake news?
I will grab you by your
face. Is this fake news? Are we being censored? Are we being censored right here? Because I see three people, but I'm not hearing questions from these three people. I think I'm being censored at the moment. I would like to open it up to the people. I'm trying to be democratic over here.
So I've had fun.
Please don't leave it to the worm, people. I think the worm is censoring us.
I've done what I can.
Oh my goodness, people.
But I do say the worm. Good show, old man.
Next question.
All right. If I rubbed your mask.
Hey, listen. I'm loyally listening to my dad, Donald Trump Sr. He's the best dad. You know, Eric. Ivanka, I'm fine being right in the middle.
Hey, thanks.
During the act? Alright, that's cool. You guys are weird.
Wow.
For sure.
That was intense.
Yeah. Is he done?
Okay.
Did
I don't know.
Character?
I think he finished.
Who are you?
I broke character!
This is why I didn't bother to get to know you.
Why?
Because I knew it could just all be a persona.
No, but it's not. What's going on, man? Now I'm a real person. What's going on, Worm?
What's it like to be a real person?
It's fucking scary sometimes. I'm going to be real.
What are you most afraid of?
Dying alone.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
What petrified. About... not reaching your potential.
No, I'm a master at that.
All right. Fucking expert level 99, huh? Guys, high score.
Self-sabotage? Fucking bing! High score.
All right, so I see. Okay, so we'll put that in the possibly pity party file. It might be healthy self-deprecation. We're not sure. We're just gonna leave that there.
Bordering, right?
So, what's your favorite? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing to do on stereo? Because I see that you have the ability to do many things.
Well, I like to chop it up, talk about politics. I'm a big fan of the whole 99% versus the 1%. And then every once in a while, I just kind of like to fuck around and do some voices and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you feel that, I'm very much the same way. Do you feel that one maybe takes away from the other?
No.
Yeah.
Like, no. I try to separate them.
And it goes down when we get silly, because then people are like, oh, man, I wanted to take you serious, but you're messing around.
I don't think so, because I try to separate them enough. So, like, if I'm talking about something like we were in a conversation earlier, and I didn't, I didn't start busting voices and shit, because then exactly that would compromise.
I gotta tell you, I was shocked. It was almost like, where has this person been? Like, because during that conversation, or if you could call it a debate, a townhouse style meeting, a clusterfuck, whatever it was. You were acting so passive, and I almost believed that you were that person, but I could tell you were holding back. I could tell that, because, like, every now and then you'd slip and say something completely fucking awful. But still, good job in being able to do both things, because suddenly you're doing this fucking hilarious fucking Donald Trump, and I'm like, I can't believe, like, you were just moderating that last thing.
I'm all over the place, man.
You're multi-talented.
Definitely bipolar.
You're a great guy, also a piece of shit. All right, got it.
I'm sure there's probably somebody out there that thinks I'm a piece of shit, but...
No. What do you think? What are you on here really to do? Because you told me you weren't here to stir shit up, but I don't believe that for a second. I know that you enjoy that.
But this is true talk. The last woman I dated just sent me a text today and said, "You are a great guy." Like, damn. Wow.
That's an opinion. I'll take that in. Duly noted.
So what was your last statement? What was that? What am I on here to do?
Oh no, hey. Are you really feeling like judged or like I'm sorry, dude. I really don't have the power to do that. Please don't worry about that. That's dumb.
No, I don't. Right. No, I'm not feeling judged. No.
Okay, well, let's talk. So what, does she mean a lot to you? Is she somebody that you were with a long time? Or?
No, not even. No, I was more curious about what you were talking about before that.
Yeah, what was I saying before that?
What was my intention?
Holding back.
Maybe that I was holding back, or what was my real intention on being on
at the time? I thought you were being so passive. I thought you were being like kind of you were being taken advantage of, kind of like they were pushing you around. But then, after I saw how assertive you can be, like beyond assertive, like I see that you were just kind of like laying like a snake coiled, hissing and just kind of like enjoying yourself.
Well, no. No, I wasn't trying to be like that at all, but I had said some shit that was misunderstood.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, did I ruin your fun? Because I did go in there and neutralize the chaos somewhat.
No, not at all. No, I didn't. No, bro. No, I didn't want chaos. I wanted to have a legit conversation, and then it got off on like dudes talking about like people insulting their machismo and like. It wasn't even supposed to be about that.
It gets personal real quick, because, I mean, some guys are attached to their manhood. Some, no pun intended here. Yikes.
Skidoon tat.
Right? Accidental.
Giggity, giggity, goo. Yeah. No, but then, exactly, and it got off in all kinds of places, and it was interesting. And some people have some real shit. So for people that are listening that don't know what we're talking about, we were talking about like women's right to choose and abortion and this and that. And mm-hmm. And I have personal experience there. So like, I felt like
mm-hmm.
I'm not going out on some weird limb. But then there were other people who were like, motherfucker, the only reason I'm here is because, this or that.
It's such an important topic, honestly, and I used to like enjoy getting into this, but it's so personal. Like, you're talking about this like you're in a place where you're further along the lines of accepting it and moving on, and some people are like kind of trying to like avoid the memories, and if they hear a conversation where I'm, bad mouthing pro-choice
people, and they might think that I'm judging them, and this has happened in the past, and by no means did I intend to do that, but they're gonna look at it that way. They're gonna feel personally attacked, and definitely think like, oh, this guy isn't my friend. He doesn't even know how bad he's hurting me, like, just by saying these things.
Well, you know what? And I think that's the problem when we attach ourselves to an issue so much and don't look at each person as a person, right, bro? I'm talking to you right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know your background. I'm accepting everything that you're throwing at me because why wouldn't I? Mm-hmm. You've given me no reason to not believe you. Right?
Because I'm, like, searching my mind, like, have I? So you're telling me that you have reason to trust me. That's cool. I mean, I think I'm a pretty what you see is what you get guy.
And that's where I start with everybody, right? Is what I see is what I get until whatever, right? Like, let's start there, though, right? Like, let's start, like, okay, cool.
What is your most personally, talking about being personally attached to an issue, which issue is that way to you? Is there any issue that you feel personally attached to, like you're sensitive when it comes to?
Income inequality.
You want to disclose it? I mean, income inequality between men and women?
Just in general.
Oh, you're talking about like living wages, like minimum wages.
Yeah, that's my problem. Trillionaires, and now we've got people that can't survive, and we got trillionaires. What the fuck?
Yeah, I've watched some friends, like, you know, basically, like, now they're between homes, and it's like, that's what was in the back of my mind when this first started. Like, some people are not gonna, you know, they're not gonna make it through with, like, their homes, and their, you know, it's like, that sucks. And actually, it's raining really hard right now where I am, and me and my significant other were just thinking, like, man, poor homeless people. I'm like, yeah, they probably, like, are trying to keep up off the mud, and damn, it's just so fucked up, like, when you think about what's going on. We got some bullets, though.
And we got four people in here.
What is this? Politically correct? Let's get back to the hashtag comedy, okay?
Hashtag comedy.
Okay, Greg, we were talking about homeless people, and Donald Trump has a solution for the homeless people. We're gonna gather them up. We're gonna grind them up. We're gonna turn them into dog food. We're gonna offer free dog food at every Costco. Okay, Greg, does that work for you?
I need to do a voice now too. Assign me a character.
Satan.
What does Satan sound like?
I don't know. Yeah. Approving of Donald Trump.
Yes. Make sure you tear the nation apart.
That's perfect.
Eat another Whopper. Oh, dude, that was great. Eat another Whopper.
Oh, my God. Do that again.
You're great.
Don't stop.
Everybody knows it. You know it. I know it. They all know it.
Do me a favor, Satan. Say my name. Say Donald Trump. O'Donnell. Do me a favor. Say O'Donnell. 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 I'm jerking myself right now. If you don't mind, help me out a little bit.
I'm not fucking doing this shit.
Satan's out. Satan's out.
I don't know what man. He left, like. He said something about you trying to, like, touch his dang-a-lang, or... Look, dude, if you did, it's okay. Just tell me now so I can, you know, erase the video camera footage.
No, Donald just wanted to hear you say his voice. His name, excuse me. Donald Trump likes to hear... We like to talk about ourselves in third party. So, Donald Trump likes to hear his... Donald Trump likes to hear his own name
ASMR.
As he masturbates.
ASMR request, and we will do it.
So I like to get people to say, "Oh Donald, oh Donald, oh Donald," as I'm finishing myself. Oh, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
if you know what I mean.
Oh, no.
Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, it's working. Oh God, it's absolutely working for me. I think I just finished.
Oh, Donald. We've got McDonald's all over the floor now.
Oh, it sounds like
you're twirling my mushroom head, my beautiful mushroom head. It's about an inch long, but it's very, very thick. Inch long, very thick, very thick.
Oh, Donald.
Tremendously. It's a throat filler.
Secret sauce everywhere.
Secret service. Oh. Come get the secret sauce. It's everywhere.
We've got the secret service all over the floor. There's McDonald's everywhere. There's secret sauce everywhere. It's absolutely disgusting. Skeet.
And that's just
next question.
Immediately surrounding you. Okay, when you were a young boy, who pissed in your Wheaties?
That was Bruce Jenner. I knew him as Bruce Jenner before he cut his dick off. He used to be the man.
You got Olympian piss in your Wheaties. Nice.
He used to be an Olympian. He used to eat the Wheaties with the breakfast champions. Then he cut his dick off.
Are you saying that the Wheaties caused him to cut his dick off?
No, it was these whores he lived with. He lived with these whores who stole his thunder. They stole his thunder. He was an Olympian, and they were whores. They did nothing. He was an Olympian. They were whores. He was a tremendous Olympian. They were whores. He cut his dick off. He's famous.
They weren't born whores. Come on.
No, they made them right, Donald. It's Caitlyn Jenner. I was on a Celebrity Apprentice. Get it right.
And Caitlyn Jenner, she's so beautiful and so brave.
Caitlyn Jenner, Donald, would you do the honor of tag teaming
that ass with me? We can try.
Chinese
finger trap.
Shrimple Ripskin. Caitlyn Jenner looks like she was hit in the face by a fast-moving semi, okay?
Oh.
Okay, she's got a flat face, kind of meets a pit bull. I don't know what happened. It's like pit bull DNA. She's definitely got pit bull DNA.
She could still do a decathlon.
I would decapitate her before I would fuck her.
Oh, man. What? That's kind of hot. Yeah, tell me more.
I would assume come down her decapitated neck.
God, that,
that would be really hot. That's what we do over on the Epstein Island. After Bill Clinton, my friend, is done with them. Then he hands them over to us. We chop their heads off and we fuck their throats.
No.
Yes.
No.
From above. We do.
Okay, from above, all right.
It's a tradition.
Okay, I'm with you.
It's a tradition. Okay. Bill keeps the head.
Do you keep the head?
Oh, it's all photographed.
Hmm.
Bill keeps. Did I say much, Bill keeps that?
How much for 1 milligram of your semen?
They're priceless. Let me talk to William Shatner.
William Shatner?
Priceline. Go Priceline. Go on Priceline.
Well, did she mind?
Oh, she will never mind when I grab that pussy. It is a presidential grabbing. And like I said, I slipped that middle finger in so swiftly that they don't even know it's coming. But I just slip it right in there. So it's not so much a pussy grabbing as a pussy penetration.
Yeah. What about a pussy clutching? You ever clutched a pussy?
Well, I'm absolutely clutching with the forefinger and the ring finger as the middle finger is penetrating deeply. I'm absolutely clutching.
Like a powerful eagle.
Like a sturgeon, clutched for the very first time.
Oh, like wow. You just weirdo version was
shining. With your heartbeat. Next question.
You know what? We have 4 listeners. You guys enjoyed this? Clap it up. Share this. Give us a message. I hope you followed us. This cannot.
I don't have the clap. I have the herpes. I don't have the clap. I have the herpes. But if you like the herpes, clap it up. Clap it up.
I told you, admit to having a hairpiece, not herpes.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize. It was herpes. It was a hairpiece, not the herpes. Not the permanent, but the temporary. Not the herpes. With the herpes.
Destroy all evidence of that statement. We control everything. Okay, Mr. President?
Why you go ahead, destroy that. I'm gonna slip back in here. Donald's done some cocaine.
Bob Dode. Nice to see you.
Don't go be busy for about just a second.
Bill, you've been hitting the sauce again. I get it. Hillary's vagina tastes awful. Okay, I get it. You have to drink to fuck her.
Cobwebs!
Coochie cobwebs. Yes, I know. Awful. I'm sorry. Did you call the Terminix man? Did they spray around the area first?
They sprayed it. I'll be back 2-3 weeks. I swear to God, I'll be back. I'll stay away for a minute, though. I'll tell you what, right now you're smelling a horrible mess.
Okay. All right, well, that's usual. Mr. President, I wanted to ask you something about your successor, Barack Obama. Like, do you like Barack Obama? You into that sort of thing?
Oh, shit, I can't say that, can I? Whoops. No, he's my boy, that's right, yeah. Barack Obama, yeah, we like it, yeah. Absolutely.
You guys ever cross streams?
He's a good old neocon boy, he done neocon all the way, I tell you. He likes his cocaine, too.
oh, does he? Okay. Now
yes, sir.
Michelle gets all that energy.
They don't call it the White House for nothing.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Oh, shit.
Why do they call it the Oval Office?
Well, it's because of them, their ovaries, and, you know, it relates back to that. I have to say.
I understand. That's right. It's an egg room. I get it. Okay. I had an important question. It wasn't about NAFTA. It was about something that actually matters. Okay, that's right. How do you feel about Ronald Reagan and Reaganomics? How do you feel about all of the world's riches flowing into the hands of about 3% of the population?
Oh, that old wrinkly fucker. Ronnie, old boy. Oh, he's a good old boy, I tell you what.
He's a proud boy? He's from California. How dare you? He's not a good old
boy. Good old wrinkly boy, that, you know, he might be a little wrinkled up, but dead as fuck now.
He's dead.
Back in the day, before he was dead as fuck, he's a good old boy, I tell you what.
Hey, he survived an assassination attempt, so.
That's right.
You know, he dodged bullets. You're making Monica dodge cum, all right? You're in no position to judge Mr. Reagan, all right? And he's from California. He's not a good old boy, okay? He's one of ours. One of us.
Oh, he's a neocon from way back selling you out. You don't even know it, boy. I love it. I play the same game.
Do you guys sacrifice virgins in the woods?
No, babies. Absolutely, it's called adrenochrome, my friend. You've heard of it. Is it tasty?
Can I have
it? Oh, it don't taste so good going down, but the head rush, boy, I tell you what.
Hunter S. Thompson once shared a...
He wasn't fucking around. You best brace yourself. You gonna fucking dang it. Oh my goddamn damn crawl, I tell you what.
God damn you.
We do it all up there in that there Bohemian Grove. You know, you know about the Bohemian Grove, don't you, boy?
There's not something to find through it.
Oh, yeah, we have that there satanic ritual. We'll be chopping up them babies. We'll be drinking out of green and chrome. Have one hell of a party.
Roasting
babies. I tell you what,
and another thing, and another thing. This is what our programming has descended into. This is degenerated. This is deteriorated. I like your hair.
It's absolutely nice hair. Horrible.
Sweet hair.
Oh my goodness. I think I'm gonna do a bong.
I think we should call it. But we shall have fun some other day. Or what do you want to do? We could do this for hours, honestly. 1 hour. We're at 1 hour, 2 minutes.
1 hour, 2 minutes? What'd you call it?
I don't think they're going to want to talk about the women's and the stuff.
I don't think so. Yeah, let's do another show another day.
I don't know, man. You tell me. Yeah?
Where are you at? What time is it where you are?
1:40 a.m. And I'm hooting and hollering. Okay, so you got me to give you an hour. Why did you call me, by the way? At least answer me that.
Because you're an entertaining lad, and you seemed like you had an open mind.
Awesome. You're right. For sure you're right. Yeah, we should do a show. We'll just see how controversial you decide to make it. Just set it up whenever you like, if you like.
Let's do it. Yeah. You want to do it tomorrow?
Well, let me see what I got going on tomorrow before I tell you yes.
Or hit me up and let me know whenever. I'm pretty flexible right now, so you can
do 6:30 p.m. today, so that's the only time I can't. So where are you?
Same. It's 1:40 a.m. here, too. Same time, too.
Okay. So you want sometime in the afternoon or morning?
Let's do it.
Let me know.
In the afternoon.
Okay, cool. Just make sure it's before 6:30 because I got something to do. But yeah, okay, for sure. Cool. Whatever you like, and I'll see it and I'll confirm.
Killer, man. Sounds great. Awesome. All talking right, with you, big one.
I had a blast. Hey, I haven't laughed this hard in a while, so fucking very, very good on you, sir.
Nice. I'm glad I could help. You know Friday, right? You're a big fan of Friday?
Of course.
Okay. Is that where the worm came from?
Almost certain, like, came from there into my high school, schoolmates, vocabulary, and then I received
perfect
the name, yeah.
Because that's where I was going with it, and I'm like, what's up, big worm?
Yeah, no, I mean, if you want to venerate me, I mean, honestly, I'm just worm, but if you want to call me big worm, I appreciate it.
No, you the big worm now, dog.
Appreciate you, G. All right, man, so just to set it up, and I will confirm it.
All right, thanks for tuning into another episode and another thing with Dave. Please follow, subscribe, and share. I'm on all social media and another thing with Dave. And keep seeking the truth. All right, that does it for this episode. Until next time, please do drop a follow. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can give a rating. If you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm throwing down, please share on social media. Check out my two YouTube channels, Dave Smith Absurd Comedy and The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Until next time, keep smiling.